Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. Whoa, yeah. Here we go. Check it out now. Enjoy.
Who do I mean by an outsider? Well, I mean people who are within their own peer group, but feel on the edge. They're somehow estranged from that group for whatever reason, and there's a series of reasons why that might occur. One of them is the family situation. For me, for instance, it was a very strained family situation that I was brought up in. Nothing too spectacular. I mean, it wasn't, didn't even amount to divorce, but it certainly, there was, I was the youngest. There was favoritism towards my sister. I had a very stressed or strained relationship with my father, you know, so nothing too spectacular, but nonetheless, enough to put you on the edge, to make you feel that you're slightly on the edge. Then you look at the situation where we were brought up a lot of the people in my area were, I was brought up in sort of in Essex, and a lot of the people were former East Londoners, and they were the sort of that East London diaspora, but they were marooned in the countryside, so they were townies really. Their whole world was East London based, but here they were out in these sort of new estates in the middle of nowhere in Essex. So they were marooned in the countryside. So there was that sort of displacement element as well. Then there was the fact that I was that our little estate, our little cul-de-sac, was about a mile from all the others. So all my mates hung out together, and I was the one alone, and I'd have to go and sort of integrate with them. And that actually turned my behaviour, in order to integrate with them, I had behavioural issues, in that I would be the one going, oh, let's all go shoplifting, or let's all go and vandalise something. And so I became sort of unpopular with the parents, etc., and I became an issue with authorities and all of that sort of stuff. Very minor, nothing too terrible, but it was you know, minor stuff. But nonetheless, it was all small things that slowly drag you to the edge. And then you look at, you know, as an adult, you can then suddenly say, okay, well, I found Essex unsuited to my outlook in life. I was a thinker. I was quite bookish. I like politics and history and things like that. You know, nobody in my area was in the slightest bit interested in that stuff, and thought I was weird, frankly, for liking that stuff. Well, you know, so I left. But of course, once you leave your tribal homeland, not that it was, it was obviously, we were, you know, slightly displaced tribal homeland, you know, the unknown, you will be the outsider. And, you know, and so there's a series of things like that where eventually you get to the point where you do realize that actually, you know, you are a bit of an outsider. And, you know, there's other issues as well. Like adolescence is a key one, is adolescence, where people develop identity issues when they move into adolescence. It might have something often to do with the timing of puberty. There's a lot of studies out there that show that women who go into puberty early, or girls who go into puberty early, have what's known as non-normative behavior issues, and that makes them estranged from their peer group. And for men, it's when they're late, when they go into puberty late, they have the same behavioral issues. And so there's all sorts of reasons, psychological reasons, family reasons, identity issue reasons, physical, you know, geographic reasons why you might feel estranged from your peer group, or you just feel like you're on the edge. And it's And that's all I'm saying. And actually, for me, the root was, I mean, there's two things that made me write the book. The first thing is that I felt that I had written three books on some of my failings, particular failings. One was fear of failure, which was what's stopping you. One was poor confidence, which was what's stopping you being more confident. And one was sort of procrastination. And I wrote about the last book, which was Get Things Done. And I realized that actually, you know, these are different symptoms of a bigger problem. And the bigger problem is of who you are. It's actually who you are as a person. And actually, if you are an outsider, having poor confidence, having fear of failure, and having and suffering procrastination are actually three of the symptoms you suffer. So I saw it in a very different way. And then the second thing that triggered me writing the book was actually reading Malcolm Gladwell's David and Goliath, which came out in 2013. And just thinking it was rubbish, just thinking what nonsense it was, in that he was pointing out what huge advantages outsiders have, in that they're often very creative, they're original thinkers, and he was using the example. He used other examples, but he was using the example of David and Goliath. David was a sort of shepherd boy, used his slingshot, you know. Because he was an original thinker, but he was obviously an outsider, and I just thought this was nonsense, that outsiders have enormous disadvantages. Make no mistake about it, that it's incredibly disadvantageous to be an outsider. The world is made by and for insiders. That is that. That is the absolute truth. And a lot of people that are considered to be outsiders, I pointed in the book about George Orwell, Ernest Hemingway.
These are the rejectionists you talk about. These are the rejectionists.
Yes. Yes, the people that reject the normal way of doing things, and you know, and are seen as these outsiders. Lou Reed was one I mentioned, and even Richard Branson and people like that. And they're not outsiders. They are eccentric insiders. They are insiders with an attitude, and as you say, they're rejections. And so they're not outsiders. And so to point at them and say they did things differently, you know, that shows you that there's an advantage, is complete nonsense. They're insiders using their insider advantages in an eccentric way. And that was all that was going on. And so outsiders have enormous disadvantages. And it was that I wanted to address, just to say, this is nonsense. There's nothing that is helpful here to a genuine outsider. All it will do is make them feel worse about themselves. And so I wanted to write a book that was empathetic to outsiders, that said, here you are an outsider, I get it, I understand it, I'm one too, you know, it's not about being black or a woman or gay or anything like that. It's about, you can be in the middle, you could be the gay guy in a gay club and still feel like the outsider. There's just something in there that says, I don't belong.
The Robert Kelsey Interview, to be continued in part 3.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.